One controversial part of the U.S. strategy in Iraq has been the use of private security contractors. Many fill roles that would otherwise have been played by American troops. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that America's image abroad depends in part on how the U.S. treats those contractors.
Call it privatizing a part of the war. More than 170,000 civilians, more than all the troops in Iraq, are employed by contractors. And it's long been a subject of contention whether they should be subject to Iraqi law when they commit offenses against innocent civilians. The Bush administration has tried to assure Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's under pressure from his outraged constituents, that the United States government is ready to police its citizens. And so it became an important test case when six American Blackwater security contractors were involved in an incident in September of last year. They were escorting a State Department motorcade. 17 Iraqis were killed, at least 20 others wounded, houses and a girl's school attacked with grenade launchers. The six were not turned over to Iraqi authorities, and that cast a shadow over the negotiations for an agreement on the future status of American forces. The U.S. government has now taken a step to demonstrate that it is serious about applying law and order to its citizens working abroad. The Justice Department has unveiled manslaughter and other indictments against the guards employed by the biggest of the security contractors. Whether American courts have jurisdiction involves complex legal issues that will probably be argued to a fairly well. But America's ability to operate in friendly countries may hinge on the outcome. There have been calls in Congress to update the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act to cover civilian contractors in war zones. That would not affect the Blackwater guards who are now under indictment. It may help to persuade a doubting world that America dispenses justice to its own, even in some foreign war zone. This is Daniel Shore.